1. Declare war on your enemies. The polarity strategy. Life is endless battle and conflict, and you cannot fight effectively unless you can identify your enemies. People are subtle and evasive, disguising their intentions, pretending to be on your side. You need clarity. Learn to smoke out your enemies, to spot them by the signs and patterns that reveal hostility. Then, once you have them in your sights, inwardly declare war. As the opposite poles of a magnet create motion, your enemies, your opposites, can fill you with purpose and direction. As people who stand in your way, who represent what you loathe, people to react against, they are a source of energy. Do not be naive. With some enemies, there can be no compromise, no middle ground. The inner enemy. In the spring of 401 BC, Xenophon, a 30-year-old country gentleman who lived outside Athens, received an intriguing invitation. A friend was recruiting Greek soldiers to fight as mercenaries for Cyrus, brother of the Persian king Artaxerxes, and asked him to go along. The request was somewhat unusual. The Greeks and the Persians had long been bitter enemies. Some 80 years earlier, in fact, Persia had tried to conquer Greece. But the Greeks, renowned fighters, had begun to offer their services to the highest bidder. And within the Persian Empire, there were rebellious cities that Cyrus wanted to punish. Greek mercenaries would be the perfect reinforcements in his large army. Xenophon was not a soldier. In fact, he had led a coddled life. He wanted adventure, though, and here he had a chance to meet the great Cyrus, learn war, see Persia. Perhaps, when it was all over, he would write a book. He would go not as a mercenary, he was too wealthy for that, but as a philosopher and historian. After consulting the oracle at Delphi, he accepted the invitation. Some 10,000 Greek soldiers joined Cyrus's punitive expedition. The mercenaries were a motley crew from all over Greece, there for the money and the adventure. They had a good time of it for a while, but a few months into the job, after leading them deep into Persia, Cyrus admitted his true purpose. He was marching on Babylon, mounting a civil war to unseat his brother and make himself king. Unhappy to be deceived, the Greeks argued and complained, but Cyrus offered them more money, and that quieted them.